So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Okay, so let's talk about EPC targets, which has been delayed until 2028. So an EPC is an energy performance certificate, and I think they were supposed to be coming in 2025. And, you know, when I look at my portfolio, we've already done some work on some of the portfolio, but some of those properties are never going to get to the stage where they're going to be types, you know, level C. Like, there's going to be, you know, it's supposed to be a limit of spending up to £10,000 per property on that. Well, if you've got 20 or 30 properties, that's ridiculous. Where are you going to find £300,000 from to bring those up to standard? And this is the thing that really annoys me is, look, I understand that tenants should have energy efficient homes. 100% agree with that. But I also think that homeowners should have energy efficient homes. Why is it that tenants have a more efficient home than someone who's bought their own home are allowed to? Right? Like, if a law comes in that landlords have to do it, the same law should come in that homeowners have to do it. And it's this divergence between the two. Then let's get on to council houses. Like, they could be burning tyres in a council house with mould. The council don't do anything. If we have a slight issue in one of our properties and the council gets involved, you know, we get an enforcement notice that we have to fix it. And if not, they'll fix it. And then we'll charge top dollar. And then it'll be a terrible fix because the workmen are dreadful. You know, I don't understand why it's a different tier, different level, different tiers, not tiers, but different tiered. If you're a landlord, if you're a homeowner, or if you're a council, why is it not just equal for everybody? And I just don't get that. Imagine if we made it equal for everybody. Imagine how much more energy efficient the United Kingdom would be if everybody had to abide by the same rules. And we don't have to abide by the same rules. So I don't really get that. But EPC's targets have now been delayed until 2028. I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to be delayed even further, and getting them up to a C level, I reckon that's probably going to be dropped down to a D. Like, I have no idea. It's complete and utter guess. But looking at my portfolio and the amount of money that you'd need to spend to get every single one of those properties up to a level C, we're not doing that. We'll just sell them. Would we buy more? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe we just pull the money out and stick it into an ISA or a pension or whatever, right? But the problem that you're going to have here, and the problem that's already started, is that landlords are already leaving the marketplace because Section 24 taxation is killing people right now. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Section 21, which we're going to talk about next, is an issue for people. The removal of stamp duty, or the increase in stamp duty, the removal of 10% wear and tear, all of these things are having a negative impact on the availability of a supply of rental property right now. And we're seeing rents shooting up. They're saying 10%. It's not 10%. We had a house come empty, a single flat come empty, one bed. It was 675 and we just rented it for 795. I don't know what the maths is on that, but it's over 20%. That's ridiculous. But that's the reality, right? That's where we are. So, excuse me. So the EPC targets are going to have yet another negative effect on yet another, you know, it's just yet another issue on top of all the other issues that buy-to-let landlords are actually having. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.